What's going on, everybody? This is Andrew Bedlam on Pogo City Radio. We got a packed house tonight. Gonna be kicking out some punk rock tunes for the next hour. Let's get things rolling with the Virus Heroes. All right, everybody, thanks for checking out Pogo City Radio. That was the Virus off Nowhere to Hide with Heroes. We got a packed fucking place tonight. Of course, we got Devil John on the mic.
What's
and on the boards.
Fucker?
What's going on, John? We got the lovely rude girl,
What's
Jessica.
What's going on, party
and of course,
people?
We have the return of Whitey, Mr. MIA.
Yeah, I'm back.
Back in black. We got Josh at Freshback. You ain't been here since your birthday where you we got to talk about this. I'm pretty sure you puked in our cooler. Oh. And I just found it today, a month
that
later.
That shit smelled disgusting.
I'm pretty sure that was you, really Josh. Gross. That was you on your birthday, wasn't it?
And it was on the beer.
I added a bunch of yeast. just to make it smell better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why did you do it?
That was rude. That was
I sick. Opened this shit up like an hour ago, got fucking blasted. I was like, holy shit, somebody puked in this. Ugh. There was like six beers and water.
We
and
were trying
ice.
To tell you that last time.
It didn't smell quite as bad. But let's keep moving with the introductions. We got Larry from the Parasitics. Now, the Parasitics just put out that getting blasted 12-inch split with Blank 77. So, Larry, thanks for hanging out with us. What are you up to?
Not much. Thanks for having me.
All right, now
you guys
played a nice little gig with the Casualties last night, right?
How'd that go?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was ridiculous.
How many people? It was a lot of people.
Yeah, there were a lot of people. It was pretty packed.
That's good.
Where was it at? In Philly, right?
Yeah. Connie's Rick Rack.
Now they're about to go on tour with the Exploiter, right?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is pretty fucking
that
crazy.
Seems like,
but
yeah,
also,
that seems like fun. Okay, Larry, let's go.
It's fucking nuts. But we also got Mark from World Poison, the guitar player. Now, they were gigging around a little bit last year coming out of Easton. We're going to see in the next couple weeks maybe if we can get some of their tunes up too. Mark, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing tonight?
We're doing all right. We're just getting drunk, fucked up, and wasted on a little thing we like to call Pogo City Radio. But remember, guys, hit up the website, punkrocksom.com. You can get all the information about all the shows we got going. We got a couple booked up at the Welcome Inn. And, of course, in December, we'll be having U.S. Chaos, Blank 77, The Parasitics. The damn broads are coming in from, where are they from?
Connecticut.
Yeah. And then we're also got Welter from Philly. Make sure you guys check that out. The first one up, though, October 28th, hate to say it, Admit Nothing. I think we got Anti-Citizen up on
definitely
that one.
Another.
So go check that out. But why don't we keep things moving with a little bit of music and kick it around with some of the street brats, Dead End Kids. All right, we're going to hang out in Jersey with the Wretched Ones, Overtime. Oh, All right, heading out west where the days are short and the nights are long. Stitches 8x12, nowhere. All right. So there's a lot of chitter chatter going on up in Pogo City Studios
it's
tonight.
Because it's a small fucking world, motherfucker.
I think that's because, I mean, we got Mark, we got Larry, we got the lovely Janelle, you know, the return of Whitey, Josh, Devil John, the lovely rude girl Jessica. But we just wanted to take a second, and that was Reagan Youth Degenerated, by the way. But we wanted to talk a second and talk about this parasitic show coming up at Level 1 in Philly. Now, basement show, right, Larry?
Yeah, it's a really cool venue, really cool.
You guys played there before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So the Parasitics will return into Level 1 with Blank 77, of course. I feel like you guys play with Blanks every weekend now.
Yeah, we do.
And so it's awesome. Blank 77, the Parasitics, Moose Knuckle, Player 2, which is some 8-bit pogo punks for you guys to check out.
Are they going to be like 8-bit? Are they going to be
like, what is it, like some Nintendo core punk rock?
So bring your illicit drugs and enjoy the band, I take it.
With Nintendo, but
it's true.
They're really into that, you know.
Absolutely.
What, that genre? I don't know. Yeah, like tell me more, Larry. Have you seen the joke?
I don't know. I think it's just
I'm up to hearing it, but yeah.
I don't think they sing about Nintendo or anything.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not like Horse the Band, who would, you know, literally write a song about the Cutsman.
Yeah.
Like, that fucking level's nuts. So.
But this is...
But the singer of that
band is
the one who is at the house.
And oh, yeah, he's throwing
it. It's a great venue, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Now, this is going down November 5th, 8 p.m., $10. At the door. Now, Whitey, what you bringing to the table tonight? Why don't you pop some music on? You don't look ready
you
over
said
there,
my
though.
Thing's broken.
No, we never said your thing was broken.
Oh, okay.
You just
well, we
keep thinking we did.
I got some. Yeah, it's just some fun stuff.
What you got queued up for us tonight? Why don't you give it a good little intro on some Pogo City motherfucking radio? You whispering on a microphone.
I know.
Right?
That's what
I was just saying.
Hey,
stop whispering. There's
like
no secrets
the,
here.
Like nobody sees
that. I'm saying we should play the Parasitics alcohol withdrawal because
Larry's here.
Is Larry's here?
Larry's here and we're talking about his band.
All right. So why do you
just
shit you up?
I'm ready. If everyone just shuts up, we can think about, you know. Here, Larry, this is for you. It's all about Larry.
All about Larry.
My phone doesn't work here.
All right.
Let's listen to the music.
Well, introduce this song.
Yeah, it's nasty, boy. 999.
Oh, 999. Turn this shit up.
Give me a goddamn chance, we'd be listening to Safety Pins on television. Public choice for Larry.
For Larry. Pogo City Radio, punkrocksom.com. Go there now or after the show or something. Let's go.
Police story by the Partisans. Let's go where the kids go by Those Unknown from New Jersey.
Right. Well, now on Pogo City Radio, we're going to kick it back to Jersey and hang out with Larry. Hang out with Larry and them P-Bird kids. Them P-Bird kids from the new split, Getting Blasted with Blank 77. This is Larry's favorite track on the album, Studs and Suds.
One beer. Two beers. Three beers. A shot of whiskey. A margarita. And a Bloody Mary. I'm itching inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
Watch out! Watch the fuck out! All
All right, now we got Hate to Say It playing October 28th at the Welcome Inn. Now, this is off their first EP, and this is the Linkwit.
We're gonna take a trip back to 1985 to into Connecticut with youth of today. Can't Close
my eyes. Youth of Today on Pogo City Radio. All right, so that was Youth of Today on Pogo City Radio. Now we're here with Mark from World Poison. Now, John, is he on? We're here live on Pogo City Radio, assholes. Now we're here with Mark from World Poison. Now, when are you guys going to be playing up at the Welcome Inn in Bethlehem at a Pogo City Presents show?
Hopefully soon. I mean, you know, we're on a little bit of a hiatus right now, but, you know, I'm on here to present our music and see if we can change that.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got to see if we can get something going with you guys, maybe put some of your tracks up. But right now, we're going to go and listen to some Spirit of 77. By Blank 77 off the first full length Killer Blanks. Now, I'm pretty sure this is the first song they ever wrote. They don't play it live no more. They won't tell me why, though. We'll have to see if we can figure that out. But here's Spirit of 77, Blank 77. All right, now that was Blank 77 off their first full length, that being Killer Blanks.
human right.
All right, now Larry, why don't you tell me a little bit? Like, so what? What's where can we get tickets for take this bird and shove it? Is it called?
Shove it, right?
Yeah.
November 5th.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it November 5th?
No. That's the weekend after Thanksgiving. I don't remember the exact dates, but it's.
Who has a calendar on their phone? We need to figure that out then.
Oh, it's a fest.
Yeah. It's a fest. It's got to have
a festival.
Who are some of the bands? Infrared is going to play special duties.
Really?
The Strike is going to be there. But, you know, that's going to be really
cool. Now, you guys can buy tickets. Where can the people buy tickets for Take This Bird and Shove It Fest?
I have no idea.
Jesus.
Yeah, what do you know about it? Where are you going? Are you just like blindly going to start walking?
But if it's on Facebook. So just
on Facebook.
What is that? Facebook.com/Parasitics, I imagine?
It's through Hostile City Productions, right? Or something? Productions, right?
You may be a lot of things, but a pitch man, you are not.
Jeez.
Well, he just
networking.
I'm pretty sure because they've been blowing me up with that.
It's Hostile City Class War Production.
Oh yeah, okay.
There you go. Sorry.
Yeah, but that's where you get the tickets, right?
You can look that up on Facebook. You can probably look it up on just the name of it.
And we'll find it and we'll share it out on Pogo City's Facebook, which you go to facebook.com/Pogo City Radio. We're always promoting local shows, local bands, and pretty much doing whatever the fuck we want to do. So we're also going to be reminding you guys like a motherfucker to come out to the Welcome In October 28th. Check out, hate to say it, Anti-Citizen. We're going to be playing. Oh, yeah. We're definitely having a slutty.
We'll be judging.
This is a Night of the Living
Night
Pogo.
Of the Pogo. It's okay. Friday Night before the Halloween.
The 28th, October 28th.
Yeah, rest of
so there's going to be a slutty costume contest, and we're going to give you something. I'm not quite sure.
Let's have a group fucking discussion. What the fuck is a good prize?
It really depends on how slutty it is.
Yeah.
The sluttier it gets, the better the prize will be. That's what I think.
They usually come pretty slutty as it is.
I mean, December 25th. No, that's Christmas. December 17th, we also have a very slutty Christmas with the Parasitics, US Chaos, Blank 77. November 25th. The Black Friday Massacre with John's band, Last Resort, Jesus Christ, One Without Rival, and Video Massacre, Chaotic Meltdown. Yeah. But let's talk about the slutty competition. How's this going to go?
Well, they got to do something.
You got to be a slut.
I'll confirm that. We'll figure it out.
Like $2 whore ladies.
And see, we're not sexist because it's coming from a woman.
And you can't wear what you brought there. So don't come out like change somewhere. I want to see a different outfit, but from before, like you show me you, and then you go put something on and come back out.
I'll come again, official.
You
got to
commit to your fucking costume.
You
got to
commit to that shit.
Yeah, no.
You don't get the fucking prize if you don't commit to it.
Yeah, she's got to, like, you know, put it on with, you know, coming in like sweatpants and stuff. Like, what do you want me to get ready? You know what I mean? Like, so this is a real competition.
You know this is at the Welcome In, right?
Like,
we ain't got no, like, backstage.
Yeah, there's no backstage.
Get in the microphone, Josh.
Get in the microphone.
How about some saran wrap if we're talking about costumes?
What the fuck does that mean?
Dude, wrap it around them, man. Just, like, wrap it all over.
Yeah, I got to eat the pussy?
I have no idea.
We can't have people getting arrested for indecent exposure because through saran wrap, that's just like a window to your junk.
There you go.
They might win. They have to come with the prize. They get the prize after they win.
If you come dressed in saran wrap,
you'll
win. If you come dressed in saran wrap, you can pretty much have anything you want.
Or you can maybe do
a woman. No,
no
dudes. You know what?
Dudes
so,
too.
Or you can be real punk rock and put
about.
Like X's on
dudes
your tits.
Let's just keep it
that's
real,
fine.
Right?
That's all you need. Like, you
chauvinistic and go with the Anti-Nowhere League's Women while we discuss this.
Sorry.
Thank you.
to cherish, in sickness and in health, to death do you part. I do. To death us to part. To death us to part.
All right, that was the Anti-Nowhere League on Pogo City Radio.
So do we have a conclusion to this
woman
dilemma?
Not yet. I mean, I'm just saying, if you come dressed in Saran Wrap, you're definitely, definitely going to win. But let's get drunk.
Saran Wrap.
Everyone get really... Yeah.
Antidote, let's get drunk. All right, now you guys can't get drunk. You can't get drunk without your six-pack. So let's go hang out with Henry Rollins and them dudes in Black Flag six-pack.
Six pack, So who to blame?
Six pack.
They say I'm fucked up all the time.
Six pack.
What they do, so waste of time. They know about partying or anything else.
All right, so we're going to talk about Black Flag for a second. And now Flag, now where'd they play?
In Asbury, right?
Punk Rock Bowling.
Yeah, and that's with they got Keith singing, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, Dude. Nervous Breakdown and all that. See, I think that's the best. And then
was
Ron Reese. Because don't get me wrong, Jealous Again EP was pretty fucking good with Ron Reese.
It was exciting. It was really cool, actually. Like, Flag was actually really fucking fun.
But we were talking about it. Now, I think they're called Flag now because they had that whole battle with the record label back in the 80s. And that's why they didn't put out an album so long after, what was that called? Rise Above? That's off, right?
Rise Above.
So that album came out. And then basically the label was just trying to put out albums because they were being sued by bigger bands like The Who, because they were saying they weren't actually representing them, but they were refusing to put out albums because the label was basically going broke. So the whole reason they signed Black Flag was because they wanted proof that they were putting out an album, and they knew it wouldn't cost them anything, and they knew it really wouldn't generate anything. But then they owned the name Black Flag, the label did, and they wouldn't let them release under
it. I would have just fucking stopped playing The Who.
It was a whole record label battle.
Yeah.
So, I get
the record label, but just like, get rid of Nervous Breakdown. But everybody destroyed that fucking 7-inch, and it was great. You know what I mean? But who fuck it? If we got rid of Nervous Breakdown, wouldn't it be just as good of a band if they never did that fucking song?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man. It's like, so fuck it. I'm not going to sue The Who. I'm not going to get in a battle.
No. They weren't suing.
Getting a battle. I would tell
the them. Record label, and they used Black Flag to cover their ass. Black Flag was kind of like a scapegoat for them. And that's why Black Flag didn't put out an album for so long. And then when they put out Everything Went Black, if you buy that today, it doesn't say it's by Black Flag. It says it's by Everything Went Black. That's how they tried to put the album out to not get sued by the label, and the label still sued them. Then finally, once the whole thing was over, all the court shit, and that's when they came out with all those Rollins albums, them terrible albums. The fucking Family Man and fucking War wasn't bad, but all those albums, they all came out in the same year because they had all this shit recorded and couldn't release it.
I thought it was, I like Rollins. I don't know. I thought he was good. I thought he was pretty fucking badass. Like, he came right in and like, he was like what they kind of like envisioned for the next person to do it, you know? I mean, he stopped doing it because he had a family and shit. You know? I mean, he was living in like a little hole in the wall in like some church in the basement, and now he's just got a family. He's like, oh, I'm just going to do this now, even though our band's getting fucking, you know. Yeah, but Rollins was good. I mean, you've watched him in like Germany, like videos of clips. Have you ever see that shit? Dude? Like,
you ever see his stand up and spoken word?
No, that's all retarded. I'll just lay out. I hope he hears me. Like, he knows that he knows it. He's trying to back his, part of
you guys ever hear him talking about being at the live sex show? That shit's fucking hilarious.
No.
You got to find that shit on YouTube. It's part of his stand-up. He's talking about how he was at a live sex show.
That must be so not funny to go to that.
He was at a live sex show somewhere in Europe, and then people started recognizing him and taking pictures of him, and he was like saying how he didn't know what to do because he wasn't too proud of himself for like being at like a donkey show, basically. And there's fucking fans taking pictures of him. So he said he just stood up. He knew he was screwed. He just stood up and started flexing and shit. But we're going to be getting out of here. And I think a good song to close tonight out with would be The Sex Slaves, Thank God for Jack Daniels.
Woo!
We have turn that shit up.
In every town there's a friend I'm bound to see. We went down to Tucson, Arizona.
That's right.
And there he was just waiting around for me. Thank you, Lord, for Jack Daniels. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. The only thing that keeps me from the devil is another glass of that good old Tennessee. Won't you pour me a stiff one?
me off if you think I had too many. Cause they're going down just way too easily. It's been a long time since I seen the face of Jesus. But tonight I see him sitting right here with me.
All right. The only thing that's better than Jack Daniels is drinking my Jack Daniels for free. Now, that was the Sex Slaves with Thank God for Jack. But that's going to wrap it up for this installment of Pogo City Radio. But yo, we're going to be back in like two more fucking seconds.
So come back
with a whole new rocking show.
Seconds,
so, you know, come here.
We talk
listen
more about
to us talk shit. Listen
ass,
to
man.
Us talk shit. Listen to us try and sell you Merle Allen shit. Because we're going
to
be trying to sell
a
bunch.
Sell.
We're going to be trying to sell you guys a bunch of Merle shit. So get used to that. You guys can buy locks of his hair.
Yeah, if you need locks.
You can buy locks of Merle's hair. Pictures of him as a young boy. Pictures of him with Pee Wee Herman.
So get
that's kind of fucking weird.
Lots of money, motherfuckers. Well, I think it's great. Yeah, he's got everything now. So,
no, it's cool, but it's definitely
legit,
fucking
like,
weird.
You know, official
like, if you buy a lock of Merle's hair, you're a weird person.
I know. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm going to put it in like a junk drawer. You know what I mean? Like, look at this thing, huh? Hang on. Check.
Well,
all right, kids. We'll,
well
talk to
I
soon.
Guess that's how we're going to end this hour. So for Devil John, Rude Girl Jessica, Josh Whitey, Larry from the Parasitic, Janelle, I'm Andrew Bedlam, and we got Mark from World Poison. We're going to get the fuck out of here. Catch you guys later.
Fuck.